Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The bodies have been found of all 17 people who were missing on the duck boat that capsized in a storm on Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri, all now confirmed dead.
Now, transportation safety analyst Mark Rosenker is with us right now, and he's going to talk about the Coast Guard, the NTSB investigation into the accident. Mark, I just noted that the National Weather Service issued multiple severe weather warnings in the hours before that duck boat capsized, before the captain took her out. Now, as a sailor, I start with the culpability of the captain of this vessel in this incident. What do you make of that?
Well, certainly that's going to be looked at very carefully. When did they get these messages from the Weather Service? Who made the decision to actually go out? The captain, of course, should be the ultimate authority to make a decision like that, but we just don't know yet. Clearly, accidents are more than one thing. And what you see are a number of events that come together to give you a tragic ending, and that's what we've seen at this time.
Mark, this isn't the first time we've had a problem with one of these duck boats. Are their days limited, you think?
I don't think so. They've been around for more than 77 years. They were originally built for the U.S. Army to be almost like a ferry boat where they would bring supplies, they would bring ammunition, they would bring equipment from ships that were anchored offshore, and they would bring them into the beaches where the soldiers would take it off. So the first one that actually became a tour boat was in 1946. So they've been around quite a bit. They're very popular with people. They rarely have this kind of a problem, but when they do have one, it can be absolutely extraordinarily catastrophic.
Indeed, they can be. Transportation safety analyst Mark Rosenker, thank you.
You bet.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.